All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody around the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Listen on Talk 107.3 FM. Hey, the city is buzzing this morning. LSU versus Clemson, Southern versus Kentucky State. It is football here in the 225. And good morning to everybody watching all across the globe, no matter where you are, whether it's in the country, out of the country, whether you are in the country or in the city. Does not matter. Glad to have you guys with us this morning. Be sure to subscribe to the Jaguar Journal's YouTube channel. Follow us all across social media, TikTok, X, Facebook, does not matter, Instagram. We're also on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify as well as Twitch TV. All you got to do is simply type in the Jaguar Journal. You can find us right there. Got my man Jeff Lightsey Jr. here this morning with us. Jeff, you still there with me?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Perry? Once again, appreciate you having me on, man.
Man, glad to have you rocking and rolling. Let's go directly to the phone lines right quick. We got somebody calling. And the phone lines are open, 225-499-1073. I think we got Chuck on the line. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, you two. And good morning, Lightsey. I enjoy you on YouTube. Great to be able to converse with you. And as always, Perry. But my reason for calling is just talk about the Southern Alabama State game. I got a chance to watch it. And what happened, I could see some improvements in Southern. You know, Christian Johnson, I see him as having promise at quarterback. It's a growing up thing, not just for the players, but for the coaches as well. Here's your coach, Marshall Faulk, who's never coached a day of football. You know, he played the game. But the thing about it, it's great that he has Curtis Johnson there after who has that experience. But what happened, I didn't know what had happened to Trey Holly. I'm glad you asked him that question in the coach's call. And he said what happened to my this. To my suspending him about what had occurred and brought him back in later in the game. And I saw Michael Franklin. I know Barry Remo was out, and I saw Franklin, and he scored a touchdown. But, but like I said, it just if we keep it together, you know, we're in this landscape now trying to manage rosters, and this is where it is now in college football. But Southern has promised there is just keep it going, and you never know. And like I said, Christian Johnson has an arm, but everybody bringing it together. Like I said, the coaches have to bring it together as well, but that'll be my landing gear.
All right, thank you, Chuck. All right. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, let's jump into it, right? Looking back at this game, the Birmingham Football Classic, Southern University versus Alabama State. Of course, Alabama State comes into this game favored in the SWAC East for the first time in a long time. They have the SWAC preseason Offensive Player of the Year and last year's Offensive Player of the Year, and Andrew Boddy at the quarterback position. They have multiple players that have been all SWAC. And listen, 30-17 was the final score in this one. Alabama State gets it done. Southern jumps out early, 14-3, goes into halftime, 17-10. But then Alabama State comes back and keeps the lead and finds a way to get it done. In this ball game, Alabama State, 2 of 12 on third downs. They were 1-1 fourth down, 351 total yards of offense, 192 passing yards, and 159 yards rushing on the ground. On the other side for the Jaguars, 17 first downs, 414 on third downs, 0-2 on fourth downs, Joe. 335 total yards of offense, 174 in the air, and another 161 on the ground. Both teams with penalties. Southern started its first drive out offensively with a penalty. Southern with 10 penalties, 85 yards. Bama State as well, 8 penalties for 95 yards. One turnover in this ball game by way of an interception. Southern controlled the time of possession. Now let's look at the box scores, right? Looking at Andrew Boddy, he was 14-23 for 192 yards passing and a touchdown. Jamari Hossclaw, second team All-SWAC running back selection, 15 carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown. TJ Ramsey, 7 carries for 47 yards. Boddy also had 8 carries for 38 yards. And then you had Howard, 5 carries for 25 yards rushing. Randall King, 4 receptions for 77 yards and a touchdown. On the other side for the Southern Jaguars, Kristen Johnson in his first start for the Jaguars, 17-27 for 174 yards passing. No touchdown passing, but an interception late in that ball game. But who would have thought? No one could have had me believe at the end of this game of everybody talking about Southern's running back room that Kristen Johnson, the quarterback, would have been the leading rusher for Southern at the end of this ball game. He had 14 carries for 81 yards and a touchdown. Trey Holly, 15 – excuse me, I take that back. Kristen Johnson did throw for a touchdown, not a rushing touchdown. Trey Holly, 15 carries for 38 yards. And then Mike Franklin, 3 carries, 34 yards. And a touchdown. Tough day for Champ Davis as well. But for you, man, looking at this ball game, sizing up Southern Alabama State, what's your thoughts?
Man, for me, it really shows the attention to detail, the start of the game, that Marshall Faulk showed. I think there's a lot of promise there, man. So when you, it's always 50-50 when you hire these celebrity coaches. You don't know what's going to go. You can go 1-11 in year one like Mike Vick. or you could win a swag championship and you win like Deion Sanders. It just depends on, you know, what luck of the draw that you get. And one thing that, you know, albeit the criticism that I gave Marshall Faulk during the offseason to me for not repping the brand enough, it did show once fall camp came that he was very serious about his job. He really wants to do well and succeed at Southern. And game one kind of showed that, right? You get this lead early in the first quarter. You go into halftime with a lead. Yeah, granted, you didn't score in the second half, right? Like, that's an issue. You got to fix that part, right? You got to be able to score points in both halves, Coach Faulk. But nonetheless, Christian Johnson, I think, can be a player. Got to be a little more accurate, but he's a guy that doesn't want to slide. He's going to deliver a punch, right? He's going to make you feel it when you tackle him. And that, to me, I'm always going to be a fan of. Hey, Trey Holly, you're not going to be able to bottle him up each and every single week. Every single swag defense ain't Alabama State. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have Trey Holly really get something going. You talked about, frankly, he had that 28-yard touchdown, and I don't know if he touched the ball after that. Right? Like, hold up, he touched the ball after that. And even Coach Faulk had to say, yeah, we messed up on that. My bad, guys. That won't be an issue moving forward. I really like what I saw from Southern, man. I made a video on YouTube, and shout out to Frank for sending taps into the YouTube channel. I made a video saying, despite being shut out in the second half, despite the loss, despite the double-digit loss, I really like what I saw from Southern, the building blocks. You have to take away, hey, what looked good, what didn't, what are things that you can build on? And I think Coach Faulk is building something there because he really, really cares about succeeding. You can tell, he was sad that folks get a chance to watch practice during fall camp. Right? Like, he was like, yo, I want to put things on the windows and get some of these folks that are traditionally here each and every single year to watch our practices. I'm not so sure I want them around. And that tells me that he was really, really excited about the opportunity, but also nervous, anxious, and having those type of emotions with a football team that you're coaching for the first time, being a head coach for the first time. I think these things are things you can build on. If you're Southern, these are things to look forward to. Despite in Alabama State, look, it's no shame in losing to the team that's picked to win the whole conference. There's no shame in losing to a guy that's picked to win a SWAC Player of the Year. There's no shame in that, especially when you had a first-half lead, a lead in the halftime. But it's time to build on that, not to just, you know, build halftime leads and not score points in the second half. Make sure you're able to keep things going. But I like what Southern and Coach Faulk are building down in Baton Rouge.
I call cap, Jeff. I got to call cap.
Ooh,
I call
talk
cap.
To me. What you saying? Why you say that? Come
because
on,
because you're
to me.
Speaking from, you're not a Southern fan. You didn't
I'm
endure.
Not. I'm not.
You didn't endure a 2-10 season last year. And to say we're Southern, it ain't okay to lose to Alabama State. What have they won? Tell me the last time Alabama State been in a SWAC championship. Tell
it's
me
been a while.
Who are they? Right? I don't give all that preseason hype. I mean, Andrew Boddy was the SWAC Offensive Preseason Player of the Year. Did he look like the Offensive Player of the Year in that game?
He didn't. No, he didn't.
All right,
didn't.
So, I don't put the hype into all of that because you got to go out and play games. Southern was picked to win the SWAC West last year. What happened to Southern? I don't care about the preseason hype. Alabama State, to me, I don't care what you give them in terms of the accolades in preseason. They have not been a team that's been in a SWAC championship, nor have they played in a Celebration Bowl or a SWAC championship. Southern has played in more SWAC championships. So, for me, it's no excuse. Listen, and I will say this out loud, and people did not like where I felt with it. But to me, it looked like the same of what I saw last year. Go back and look at the Southern and Alabama State game last year. It didn't matter if Alabama State was picked to win the SWAC East this year or picked second last year. Southern played a great first half with Alabama State last year. They did the same thing with them this year. Look at all of the games Southern started the season out. Southern played a great first half. Hey, Mike, check the phone lines. Southern played a great first half with North Carolina Central. Southern played a great first half with Alabama State. Southern played a great first half with Jackson State. Southern was in the first half with everybody. It was the second half that where it got away from it. And when I look at it this year, and this is no knock on the team, I'm just saying what I see, it was nothing where I walked away and was like, oh, man, I see the – hey, it just looked the same to me. It may be a different team. It may be a different coach. But for me, Southern was in the game with everybody last year, and the second half, and it got away from them. That's exactly what I saw. And that was where my sentiments was last year after the MEAC SWAC Challenge. Once I saw Southern in the second half and figured out that, look, if the explosive plays weren't there, we didn't have a chance. And that explosive plays came in that game with Cam McCoy, and it came with Trey Holly. Southern played back and forth with everybody. In the second half, it got away. For me, I'm not going to put the hype on Alabama State and say, well, a loss to a team that's supposed to pick to win the SWAC East. Well, hell, that mean everybody who beat Southern last year did great because Southern was picked to win the SWAC West. I'm not going to give that, but at the same time, this is Southern, damn it. I want to make sure we remind our fans that we do not give excuses to lose the teams just because somebody thinks that they believe that team is supposed to win a division. We got to be able to compete, and we got to finish games. Listen, I had an opportunity to sit down with some of my boys, one of them, Kevin Walker. He said, man, look, we're conditioned and we disciplined. That game, when you look at Southern, the conditioning caught up to them. The cramps, guys going down in this ball game. There's a lot to learn. Now, listen, I'm not knocking Southern at all. I love my Jaguars. I'm going to be there today, and I was there last week. But what I saw from this team was the defense on the field too long, the offense going three and out too much because they wanted to commit to the run. And guess what? I saw most of the same things of the inside zone run. And to me, I know Coach Falk said he didn't do this, but I thought Southern went away from the passing game that could have kept Christian Johnson in rhythm in order to get the ball down the field. It looked like they really wanted to commit to the run and thought they can get in between the tackles, and it was not there. You could not have told me with the running back room and the way that Southern fans talked all offseason that this was one of the best running back rooms, or not the best running back room, that the quarterback, who's not even a runner, would have been your leading rusher at the end of the game. And so that's just how I viewed the game, because the way I saw it, it reminded me of last year. And people would say, well, I like this team. They're better athletes. They're better this. But it still reminded me, starting the game strong and finishing it weak. Southern did not score a point in the second half. Let that sink in. And for me, I'm not going to give the praises to Alabama State, because at the end of the day, we are Southern. I just want to make sure I remind people of that, that we're Southern. We don't falter and give that extra credit to somebody. I've never seen to give them credit because we lost where they were supposed to win. They were the better team. No, I can't go for that, Joe.
Hey, and this is why you the host of the Jaguar Journal. Like, this is why I'm a guest and you the host. Because you just broke it down perfectly, man. Like, I'm over here trying to give Coach Folk a mulligan, give him a pass, give him a pat on the back, a tap on the head, a tap, you know what I mean? And you're like, no, we are Southern, right? Like, we're used to excellence.
We're supposed
to be
the standard, Jeff.
Come on. And that's why, hey, I'm not mad at that, man, because, you know, I'd feel the same way if it was my squad. I'd feel the same way if my team had that history, had that tradition, is used to winning, is used to doing these things, and then coming off a 2-10 season. And if week zero looked the same way as week 10 of last year, or week 6 of last year, you know, just pick a week last season with a different coach and different regime, I completely understand. My only thing from an outsider, right, as someone that's observing the game, is that I like the building blocks. Hey, you're talking about Eddie Robb that's over there that's, you know, years into his tenure and has a quarterback that's coming back another year, and it is a preseason favorite to win the Offensive Player of the Year. There are teams that is a preseason favorite to win the entire SWAC. And so when you show up and show out that first half, to me, that tells me you have something to build there. And with the intensity that Coach Falk is coaching with, not to say that every coach don't coach with intensity, but to me, his attention to detail, his prowess, his knowledge of football, these are things that I'm excited about as an outsider. I'm not telling you to be excited about it, Perry, and I'm not telling your audience to be excited about it, because y'all down in Baton Rouge, y'all go to these games, y'all paying these prices, you know what I mean? The economy is out of control, so if you went to a game in 2026, you are a good one, right? You are a real fan if you paying these prices, paying the number, because of all the way the economy has gone to hell. But nonetheless, like, the folks that are representative of Southern, I completely understand some of the frustration, especially if week zero of 2026 looked like a lot of weeks you saw in 2025.
Hey, Jeff, man, I got to get ready to go to break, man. Let everybody know how they can keep up and continue to follow you.
Yeah, Jeff Lightsey Jr. on all social media platforms. I'm on YouTube multiple times a week, live on Sundays, recapping some of the games that took place all over the SWAC. Also, you can find me pregame on HBCU Go before the HBCU Go game of the week each and every single week.
Jeff, man, I appreciate you coming on this morning, man. And listen, as the season continues, man, you're definitely going to be back on, and we have conversations and continue this, man.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Perry, once again, I appreciate it, man. Big fan. I appreciate you having me on. I can't wait to do it again.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, appreciate it.
All right, everybody, that's the voice of Jeff Lightsey Jr. Let's get ready to take a break. I got some callers on the line as well, 225-499-1073. If you want to call, if you feel what I'm saying, if you say, Perry, you tripping, That ain't how it was went down. I saw it another way. Hey, call and talk to me. I don't have no problems. I got my opinion. You got your opinion. Let's talk. Okay, that's what this is. It's on talk radio. So 225-499-1073, man. Call in if you want to talk to me. If you just want to keep it to yourself, that's fine. I don't want to hear it then. All right, let's take a break. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. I'm Perry White. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM. It is pouring down, raining outside. I had to look back and realize what's going on. So if you're in Baton Rouge, it is pouring down, raining right now. You might want to grab a poncho at some point today if you're planning on getting out to any of the games. And good morning to everybody watching all across the world on our YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, TV, whatever the case may be, man. I'm glad that you guys are keeping up as the Jaguar Journal continues to grow. Let's go to the phone lines this morning. I think we got CJ on one of the lines. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Perry, man. You're on charge this morning. I like what I see. I like what I hear. I like what you're doing, man. This is what we need to do in other places. But, Perry, we got the same crap that we've been having for the last 2 or 3 years. Man, we don't have a coaching staff that can make changes at halftime to give us games, to win games for us. We had a Dennis Berry at Southern. He was at Southern for 15 years, bro. We let him get away, didn't take advantage of his situation. You see what's happening there. He had Perry Bue go hire a coach first year, come in, damn near walk through the swag. That press conference that our coach had is a nice guy, man. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you. And no one could be, you know, more proud of him and saying the things the way he said and everything. But, sir, he's not going to win no games. He's not going to be the coach to make the changes. It's going to be 4 or 5 years before we see. And it's not going to last that long because the fan base of Southern is not going to let them keep a guy that's nice for 3 or 4 years and lose games. He's going to lose a lot of games, bro. I did not see where our coaching staff has the ability to change things, to make a difference, and say that this was good coaching. This was a good coach decision. This was a good thing that they did to change the game for us. So we don't have that. Now, people can go fool themselves, lie to themselves, and everything. We had a good chance to win that game. Coaching didn't do it for us. Neither did the player. So I just want to see what your thoughts are, Perry, but I don't see us doing nothing this year. We're going to lose probably 9 games.
Oh, God, dog, CJ. I talk about it. Appreciate the call, CJ.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to the next call. Let's go to Damien. Good morning, Damien.
Morning, Perry. How's it going this morning?
Doing good, man. What you got for me?
Well, I was going to say something, but CJ kind of stole my thunder, but I'll add to it. Now, I said like last spring, I rooted for Joel Taylor to be the head coach. But rumor has it his wife didn't want to move to Baton Rouge, which is okay. So we got Falk. I have no problem with that. But if we saw, if our team plays like we did last week, instead of the go-go offense, it's going to be called the no-go offense. You cannot have a quarterback be your leading rusher unless it's Michael Vick. But there was Vick had Ward done all those guys for the Falcons with them. We don't have that. And I don't trust our receiver core. I don't know if they could fit with the go-go offense. I'm not too sure. But I will steal this from Tony Clayton. We got fed a cup of cold gumbo in the second half, and you saw what you got. We can't do it against Kentucky State tonight. We can't do it next week. Well, Houston, we're playing Houston, which is you know, is what it is. We've been a Christian. I wouldn't look past them either. It's like what I said in the spring. 5-7, growing pains. Let's just be patient with what we have.
Well, thank you, Damon, for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to another call. Who we got? Craig, good morning, Craig. Craig. Get up, Craig. Come on, Craig. We can't get Craig. You talk to him and see if Craig come on. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this, too. For me, I don't have a problem with Coach Falk or the staff. I'm just telling to you because people want to know how I saw things last year compared to how I see things this year. And in game one, I'm just telling you from what I saw. I just saw a game get away from us. I just, I just saw us get out coached in the second half by Eddie Robinson. Craig Good. All right, Craig, you there?
Hey, Pete, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Talk to me. What you got?
I'm good, man. This is Brent. Look, man, I get where you're coming from, and I understand Mr. CJ's standpoint and whatnot, but I just think we need to, not just base everything based on one game or whatnot, and just give it a little time, because even this week, if we blow the doors off Kentucky State, we're going to think that was expected to happen, being a D2 school. Next week, we go to Houston. We already know what that is. So let's kind of wait to see once we get in the swag play with some teams that, that we probably should be able to compete with better than Alabama State, because, I mean, I just think that we were a 20-point underdog going into that game for a reason. So we kind of just need to kind of take a wait-and-see approach and not just want to throw the whole staff or seat away after one contest.
No, not me. I'm just looking. I'm talking simple. You ain't heard me say nothing else about the rest of the season. I know you heard CJ. I'm just talking about game one. What I saw in game one. What did you see in game one?
I saw a team that has potential. I saw potential, but, potential is a word.
What did you see in game one, Craig? I don't want to hear potential. What did you see? You saw a first half, you saw a second half. What did you see in the first half that when you saw the second half, you said, hey, I don't know?
It was – second half was rough. The second half was rough. But, let's see what kind of adjustments we make from game one to game two. Those added stairs you improved the most from game one to game two. So let's just see – let's see what we do coming out tonight and what kind of adjustments, like Mr. CJ was talking about. See if we make those adjustments necessary the second half today and just kind of see what we got.
Appreciate the call, Craig.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all I'm asking. What y'all see? I know the pride part, right? I got the pride in me. Right? If it was up to me, Southern would beat everybody, right? We don't lose to nobody. In my mind, that's what it would be. I got that, okay? Don't never question Southern's pride, Perry's pride in Southern, all right? I'm Southern through and through, okay, guys? And I'm not knocking Southern. I just want to lay the foundation, all right? Let's lay the foundation. The foundation is I'm a Jaguar through and through. But when I ask you guys, what did you see? And you tell me, well, hey, it's Southern, it's just, what did you see? I want to talk football. What did you see? I get the pride part. I got the pride. But what did you see? I'm telling you what I saw. I watched a football game. I wasn't just at a football game. I watched a football game. And I watched us in the first half establish the run and also give Christian Johnson the opportunity to get into rhythm. And you saw it. But when I think early on, when you saw Southern with Mike Franklin, we went away from it. Early on, you saw Southern put itself in a position to give Christian Johnson some rhythm with his receivers, and we went away from it. Then when we got into the second half, committing to the run, and if you're looking at what Southern did, it wasn't even the go-go offense all the way out there. We just came out and ran a simple spread most of the time, handing it off inside zone, trying to get the runners in between the tackle. Then we tried to get it out into the perimeter at times, but Alabama State got a little film on us. That's the part I want you guys to understand. It was the element of surprise in the first half, people. That's football. They didn't know what we were going to do. They had nothing on us. And in the second half, they got a little film. They looked at, this is the new day and age where everybody got an iPad or everybody got something, and they're going to go review it. You ain't got to draw the X's and O's on the chalkboard no more, all right? You ain't got to do all that erasing. They're looking at the film. Once they saw what we wanted to establish and what we wanted to do, that's what I'm asking. What did y'all see? I'm telling you what I saw and what I watched. They made the necessary adjustments once they realized what Southern wanted to do. And in my opinion, Southern got a little bit stubborn in the run game, committing to it, and it was not there. Alabama State's defense plugged up the gaps, and when it was open field, man-to-man, they made the tackles not to give up the big play to Southern when they wanted to give the ball to the playmakers on the outside in the perimeter to get up the field. Christian Johnson never really got things going, and I think before he realized it, he committed to his legs more than his arm. There were some good calls that was out there in terms of the passing game that Christian Johnson just did not hit on or allow the plays to open up for him to look at the receiver and see the receiver there. But the run game, you could not tell me, and that's the other part. I saw our fans all offseason telling me we got the best running back room in the conference. And at the end of the game, the quarterback, which is go back. You remember when I said a couple weeks ago when I told you about Wyatt McCauley? Y'all remember? I said it out loud right here. Why I said I thought Wyatt McCauley fit the offense better, because if this is going to be the case of a quarterback having to do the running, Wyatt McCauley is the more dynamic runner. I just want to make sure that I put it into perspective. I get the pride part. I'm asking about the football part. You see, when I say, what did you see? And I can't get no answers. I watched football. I wasn't just at a football game. And I think sometimes that's the hard part for Southern fans when they listen to me, that the fact I'm supposed to be the homer all the way, and I am a homer, but I am honest as well. And once again, the honesty is not saying that I don't believe in this staff and this team, because if you notice, I've never said anything negative in terms of this staff. I'm believing. I'm going to ride the wave like you guys, because it can be turned around. There was a lot to learn in game one for us and for that staff. Coach Falk said it in his press conference. But the all honesty, if you want it, and I'm just laying it out there for you, Southern did the same thing last year in the first half. We're acting like all of a sudden the promise is something new. Southern was not a horrible team in 2025. At all. Southern was a team that competed with everybody except the Bethune-Cookman game. I throw that game, I don't know what the hell we was on. I just don't get it in that game. But when you look back at it, Southern was literally a team that could compete with any SWAC school. There's no heads and shoulder better than anybody when you look at the SWAC, especially with the talent that's we're acting like Southern is at the – there's no talent on that team. One thing Southern's going to always have is talent. Let's not get it twisted. And I want you guys to understand that. Let's get ready to take a break. Understand that. Let's pay some bills. We'll be back. I got a caller, too. 225-499-1073 is the number. 225-499-1073. If you want to call in, give your opinion. I want to know what you saw, not what you feel and what you think. What did you see? I want to hear that pride. I want to hear football. Talk football with me. Let's take a break. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Yeah, fam.
All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us, man. Hey, interesting conversation today. Listen, man, I want this staff and everybody to be successful. I've never criticized this staff the entire offseason. I'm right there with you. It is a building process. It is. It's a learning process for our coaching staff to work together. It is a process for our team to come together. And I understand it for our fan base to have to watch this all come together. I'm with it. I'm just talking about last week. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the rest of the season. I'm not talking about any other thing. I'm not giving you guys my prediction. I know what CJ said. He think we're going to lose 9 games. I'm not saying that at all. I'm going to sit back and watch this unfold just like you guys. I'm simply talking about game one. That's it. Don't get all riled up. It's just game one. I'm just telling you what I saw from game one. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That comes with coaching. That comes with the criticism of what we do. We all, as fans, we sit back and watch, right? You didn't have no problem when it was Odom's criticizing when we couldn't beat Alcorn. But now we look back at it, boy, was it great just competing for championships, right? Let me put this in perspective. Do you know, coming into today's game, Southern has not won a home game since 2024? I'm just saying, we've fallen. Our expectations have gotten lowered. And I would not allow myself to come on this radio show on Saturday mornings and allow you guys to think that's who we are today. That is not Southern. That's not who we are. We're going to always have high expectations. We're going to always expect our team to win, and we don't care who the opponent is. I got to sometime, I guess, recharge you guys to make you remember that. that who we are in terms of the Jaguar Nation and why we are the Jaguar Nation, why we travel the way that we do, why we support our team the way that we do. We cannot lower the standard even though we feel like, hey, they were the better team because somebody said so. I don't follow them point spreads. Do y'all, for the people who keep up with sports bet, do you even understand how that spread occurs? I don't follow, oh, we were 20 point under. I don't follow the spreads. That ain't going to define the game. Because if that was the case, bet on that every time and you will win, right? Covering the spread. I don't believe in that. But I also have to be honest when I saw with game one. Bama State just made the adjustment, people. Let's just be honest. And they came out in the second half and they showed it. And they stopped Southern for what Southern wanted to establish with the run game. And Southern, once it got late into the fourth quarter, had to get in a little bit of urgency and had to move down the field. I saw a lot of promise in this team. I am with you guys. No doubt about it. I'm right there with you. I saw the promise. I get it. But the promise didn't get us a victory. And that's what I'm looking for. And we got outscored in the second half. I just want to keep it basic and simple. We got somebody on the line. Terry. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
What's up, Terry? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What you got for me?
Man, I'm gonna disagree with you on seeing last year's team. I didn't see last year's team. But now we got last year's result in the second half. Now I agree with you on that part. But what I saw was a team that needs continuity. And I think as time goes on, I think they play better second half. First half, of course, we like what we saw. Sometimes things happen in the second half. Like you say, adjustments was made. I don't know if we made any adjustments. I can't talk on that half. You have to ask coaches on that. But what I looked at is I seen them stack the boxes when it came to the run. And they dared us to throw it. And so sometimes you just have to put it in the air and take a chance on it because the run just didn't work. So then number two, this is what I would do. When you have a team that aggressive stacking the box, sometimes you got to call receiver, wide receiver screen, running back screens that keep the defense honest. I didn't see any of that. The play calling with that aspect, I didn't agree with because I didn't see not one running back screen. If they did, it must didn't develop properly. But I didn't see a wide receiver screen to try to keep the defense honest when they were so aggressive. I didn't see any of that. Now, I'm not sure if they're going to pull that out of their head or something like that. I don't know. But I agree with you that last week's game was not what we expected, especially as Jaguar fans. That happens on first game. As an ex-football player, I played ball all my life. It takes continuity. That first game sometimes doesn't tell everything. So CJ, please don't have a heart attack. Please, sir, go take your medicine and calm down. It's not the end of the world with the first game. That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to be disrespectful or nothing like that. But we have to sometimes understand as the season go along, players get better, teams get better, continuity get better, coaching staffs even get better. But they also learning a new playbook. You got to give all this stuff into account. So we just can't just expect them to come out and play like Alabama State when most of their players, 50%, 60% of their players were from last year's staff. You can't do that. We have a turnover ratio. How many people on that team is new from the transfer portal? You can't expect them to do what they did. But we're going to win. I ain't worried about that part. But I think we have to calm it down sometime and stop saying some of the things that we're saying. And you want to talk football. I had to say that on the play selection. I disagreed with a lot of the play selection with running it when you got six people in the box. I didn't agree with that. I thought they should have put it in the air or call, like I say, wide receiver screen or running back screen to keep the defense honest. But they was coming. And so, therefore, I think we'll do a better job of coaching this week. And so, Perry, I look forward to this evening's game, and I think we'll do a whole lot better this evening. But, look, you have a good one, man. I'm going to just hang up and continue to listen.
Hey, thank you, Terry, for the call.
You're welcome.
You know, continuity, right? Let's be honest with this new day and age of college football, and this is something else I want to make sure I continuously reiterate here on this show. Them old days of what you think in college football and how a team is built is over with. You got to work with continuity every year. Just as soon as you get a team together this year, you think you're going to bring back that team. That is why college football is different nowadays, people. You no longer get to really watch the guys grow up from freshman to sophomore, and then by the time he's a junior and senior, he's a household name because you watched them over the years. You don't get that anymore. Every year, you're going to have a turnover roster over and over and over, and especially on this level where a guy has a breakout season or a pretty good season, that guy then takes off and goes off somewhere else because we're playing a money game. I want to make sure we understand now that's the importance of what the coaching staff has to do each and every year. Get these guys together ready to play every time because this is not going to be a build at Southern and many other schools where you're going to have these rosters of these guys for the next 3-4 years. That's not college football anymore, people. The landscape, it is different. Whether it's at Southern, whether it's at LSU, whether it's anywhere, the landscape is different. That's not college football anymore. Continuity is going to have to start from the coaching staff learning how to get that together early on. That's just the way that it is. That's the new landscape of college football. Nowadays, it's going to come down more to coaching than ever before because you're not going to necessarily get the time to develop the guys that you want, but you got to bring them together, and even with the staff. Now, I'm not off the ship. I'm riding. Look, we're going to watch this unfold together. I'm not looking ahead. I'm talking about game one. Kentucky State today, if you watched them last week, they were down against Central State. I tell you this, on the defensive side, I'm not that impressed with Kentucky State. But offensively, when you see them today, if you go back and look at them against Central State, they are big up front. They have a quarterback and a running back, and they are able to make – they can make plays offensively, which is why they scored 38 unanswered points last week to win 41-14. Southern should be able to handle business today. This is what this game is for. For you guys out there, we're not going to truly know a Southern team, what we see right now, until we play Jackson State. I just want to be honest. Today is supposed to be what Southern does. We're paying Kentucky State to beat Kentucky State. Let's be honest. The same way when we go to Houston next week, they're paying us to beat us. Now, when we get to Louisiana Christian, we're supposed to beat them. That's what we're paying them for. But we've seen what they're capable of doing. You can't take anything light. But to me, Louisiana Christian and Kentucky State, if you want to just talk football, those are the games we're supposed to win. Those are the games where the coaches and the staff and the team are supposed to come together and figure it out when we're looking at trying to get the chemistry. That's what those games are for. Next week in Houston is just to go pick up a check to help the program. So for the next few weeks, Southern is supposed to be in this position of winning two games and losing the game. That's just honesty if you want to look at how it is. Will they do that? I don't know. But that's just the way it's set up. That's why you scheduled it that way. We won't know this team until they line up, in my opinion, against Jackson State. That's when we'll know this team. And then moving forward with the SWAC schedule. That's all I'm saying. Let's get ready to take a break. Come back on the other side. We'll continue more of the Jaguar Journal, all right? All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. It's getting raining out there, getting a little storming. So you guys get your ponchos and be ready for some football today. LSU, Clemson, Southern versus Kentucky State. The 225 is full of football today. So tailgating is in the air. I hope you guys stay safe out there. Drink responsibly, all right? And do not drink and drive. Call that Uber. Get somebody to come pick you up. Leave that vehicle where it is after a long day. All right, we're talking football today. Southern, listen, I want to make sure I reiterate this out there. No one wants Coach Marshall Faulk to fail. They want to make sure we put that out there. I think the uncertainty with Coach Marshall Faulk is we don't know what to expect from him or the staff because he's never been a head coach before. And I think that is an honest way to feel. There's nothing to base anything off of, and we got a chance to see it last week. I want to get, let's clear that notion out, right? Let's stop that right now in its tracks. I want to make sure moving forward that you guys understand it ain't saying to see and want Marshall Faulk to fail because if he fails, Southern's fail. What sense does that make? And who wants to see them fail? I don't. 2-10, I never want to deal with that again. You like what I did there? You like that? Bars. All right? But I'm just saying, nobody wants to see Coach Faulk fail. Nobody hates him. We're just unknown. This is uncharted territory. There's nothing to base his coaching career off of. We're watching him grow up. It's like watching a kid go from crawling to walking. We're actually watching him crawl before he walked. Sometimes when you crawl, you fall because you're trying to stand up and then you're watching everybody else walk and you're trying to get up and do the same thing. It's part of the process. So I want to make sure that we get that clear right now. Let's just nip that in the bud. Because I see all of this, people try to control these narratives just because you criticize constructively. Now all of a sudden you saying you want to see the man fail. Why would I want to see Marshall Faulk fail? I'm sitting here telling you 2-10 hurt. You think I want to see that again? I want him to be successful. I want to see the staff and the experience. Right, he has Curtis Johnson, who's an assistant with him, who was a head coach at Tulane. Fred McNair, who was a head coach at Alcorn, a SWAC champion, a coach of the year. So there are guys with experience within that room, along with the guys that are around him. Now, I don't like people trying to jump the narrative when it don't go the way that you went because you've talked so much trash in the offseason about Southern, then when they came out, now you're an excuse maker. I don't make an excuse. I just take it for what it is. That's why you didn't hear me talking trash. I wanted to see it unfold. Now, I know some of you Jaguar fans out there, you just going to talk trash, whatever and however. Then you try to excuse it by when it don't go that way because, you know, you just said so much out in the public going to come back on you. When I say the public, I'm talking about the other schools because I see y'all talk trash in those groups and all that. Just shut up and let the games be played. Don't try to backtrack. Just let it be. Be a fan. We want to be successful. I want us to be successful. It's going to be what it's going to be. We're going to take time and watch it. I'm just talking about game one. Don't get all riled up because I'm telling you what I saw in game one. It's okay. We got game two, game three, game four, game five. What you hear me saying is game one. Y'all jumping the gun thinking, oh, you know, once again, let's go to the phone lines. I'll leave it at that. Who we got? Dion. This ain't Sanders, is it, Dion?
Nah, this ain't Sanders, but they call me Prime Time.
What's up, Dion? What you got?
What's going on, man? I think everything was just like you said it, man. But I think that they had this one play, if you can recall, we had the momentum going. It was 3rd and inches, and we never got under the center all night. I'm thinking we go quarterback sneak, and we hand the ball 5 yards back in the backfield of Holly, and they stopped us. And that changed the momentum for the rest of the game. And you right, Perry, second half, we didn't make any adjustments. Not one. They stacked the box, and they was begging us to throw the ball, and we wouldn't throw it. You know, so I know people saying, well, it's just the first game, and it is. And it is. It's going to take time. But like you say, we're seeing the same thing. You know, we're seeing the same thing first half. If we judge a game off the first half, we swag champions. You know, but it's just that second half, I don't know, man. And I was sitting up there, and it seems like when we get down, the players drop their heads. You know, it's like, but like I say, I'm going to support them, and I'm going to – be behind Faulk. I'm going to be behind my Jaguars win or lose, but I see some bright spots and I see some spots that can be dealt with, but I really do think we got a quarterback that we've been looking for. If they just turn him loose and let him play, man, I know our running back is stacked, but sometimes you got to throw the ball to set up the run game. So that's all I have to say, Pierre.
Hey, thank you, Dion, man. Thank you for the call. You know, once again, as I look at this, man, I just say it. The ship ain't on fire, right? We got another caller. All right, Gary, come on, let's get him on right quick. Gary, you on?
How you doing?
Hey, you got 1 minute, Gary. Rock with me.
They got to run Trey Holly more. They got to run Trey Holly. Give him the ball. Turn him loose. Let him go.
That's what you got. I appreciate you. Thank you, Gary. Hey, look, y'all, it's growing pains, right? We're going to get there, hopefully. It's just when we look at a team with a new head coach that never been a coach, we're watching it happen in front of us. That's the growing pain. The continuity, You got to deal with that every year. That's just the world of college football now. You're not going to get these rosters where you think you're going to retain 90% of your roster every year. That's just not the nature of college football today, all right? It's going to be growing pains. Southern should handle Kentucky State soundly because that's what you pay them for. I'm just saying. If that's what y'all telling me, why Alabama State won the game because they were picked to win the SWAC East and to be a SWAC champion, right? Well, Southern is Division I, FCS, Kentucky State Division II. I'm going by y'all logic. So that means Southern should soundly win that game because they the favorite. That's your logic. And I'm going to take that logic to this game and Louisiana Christian. I'm going to take that logic with Houston next week over Southern. Southern over the next 3 weeks should be 2-1. It should give you guys and myself a little bit better read of saying, okay, I can see the potential that we was talking about in the first half, and I can see them working out the continuity. That's going by you guys' logic because everybody's making the excuse since Alabama State won. They were supposed to win because they're ranked this, and they were picked this, and they have this. Okay, let's use that same logic moving forward. Don't pick and choose. Let's just be honest. That's just moving forward. All right? So we got a big game today, Southern versus Kentucky State. That game is going to be on SWAC TV kickoff at 6 o'clock right now. It's raining with a little storm outside, so I think you guys might want to get your ponchos ready for today's ball game. And listen, it's going to be traffic. It's going to be bad around Baton Rouge, so you're going to make sure you want to leave home in enough time in order to get to where you want to get safely, especially with the weather and the traffic out here. Listen, everybody, it is what it is. I'm still Southern through and through. I'm pulling for Coach Marshall Faulk, and we need to stick together and rally the troops. You guys need to be in A.W. Mumford Stadium today, all right? That's where you need to have your ass set today. Get your tickets. I didn't even get a chance to give away tickets. So if you see me around today, just see me and say I want to go to the game. I'll take care of you if you see me, man. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Be sure to keep up with the Jaguar Journal across all social media. We're on X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Subscribe to the Jaguar Journal's YouTube channel. We're also on Twitch TV, Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. Simply type in the Jaguar Journal. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I'll be back next week at the Man Upstairs Says the Same at the same time, same place. As always, it's the Jaguar Journal. You guys have a great weekend.